It's time for another fun fact, and this week we're headed to the animal kingdom because we know how much you love the animal kingdom, Jeremy. You
love the animal kingdom.
No, it's, neither do I. So, Animal Kingdom opened in 1998.
It's so surprising to me that that park is so new and that it hasn't been around for like what I guess 2018 would be. Hang on, let
the
me 20th
do math. Anniversary is that 20. Right?
Yeah, just 20 yeah. years.
Wow, that's we can crazy. Both do math. We are
Yay.
Awesome.
What should be easy math.
That's right.
I was an art major. What's your excuse?
I just do computer programming. It's not like math is important there. So yes, Animal Kingdom opened in 1998, and that was 19 years ago, which was forever ago in Jeremy's mind. But for some of you that you may not have even been born yet, and Jeremy and I both begrudge you just a little bit because you remind us of our own mortality. But anyway, that is not the fun fact. The fun fact is that while they opened in 1998, they also did a pretty big thing in 1999, which is that Animal Kingdom became the home of the first ever FastPass attraction. That's right, in 1999. And Jeremy, what attraction was that attraction?
Kilimanjaro Safaris.
That's right. And that was on July 21st of 1999. Now, we're not talking FastPass Plus like all you kids, you know, like all the kids do now. We're talking about...
With your magical bands.
We're talking about uphill both ways in the snow. You had to go and get your paper FastPass, kids. It was rough back in the good old days. But yeah, so the paper FastPass system... was originally opened at Kilimanjaro Safaris back in 1999, which I was kind of surprised by, because I guess thinking about it again, that the park was so new, they probably had planned for that to exist, right?
Yeah.
When in 1998, they already knew what was going to happen there. You know, what they opened in like April, so a little bit over a year later, there's no way that wasn't already well along in the plans, and they probably figured Kilimanjaro Safaris was going to be a pretty popular attraction. So I guess that's why they did it, but like I would have almost expected, I don't know, like Peter Pan's Flight. That
yeah.
would make sense to be the first Fast Pass attraction. Or
well, but if you did something like Peter Pan's Flight and you had to pull the system down, it would be a lot, I guess, more of a bummer than Kilimanjaro Safaris, because Animal Kingdom was probably fairly low volume in comparison to the Magic Kingdom, obviously, but and Kilimanjaro Safaris is an attraction that doesn't normally have a long, long wait. You know, it's pretty good at person throughput. Combining a park that's low volume with an attraction that, you know, whether or not you have a quote fast pass available, it's gonna eat people pretty well. That makes sense to me, more so than Space Mountain or Peter Pan's Flight or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. But like I said, it was just, I don't know, it was surprising to me. And also that fast pass, again, not the newfangled thing, but fast pass as an overarching idea for Disney anyway, has now existed for 18 years. And
yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good run for this idea, and still, you know, still the way they're doing things over at Disneyland.
Right.
For now anyway. I know that they've got their Max Pass thing, but yeah.
And Paper Fast Pass had a pretty good run.
Oh, it did. It did. I don't offhand remember exactly what the numbers were, but you know, what Fast Pass Plus hasn't been around more than 10 years, has it?
No.
Okay.
No way.
So we're talking at least a 10-year run for paper fast passes, and you know, in their heyday, they were everywhere.
Did we not talk about Fast Pass Plus before it was even a thing on this podcast?
Maybe we did.
I thought one of the first episodes we were talking about was Fast Pass Plus as a thing that didn't exist yet.
Okay, so your responsibility is to go. You know what? Let's add something to follow up for next week's episode so that we can get nothing else done on that episode, like we always seem to do lately. You can do us some follow up on. We're gonna have fun fact follow up. I think that's gonna be a thing. That's right. But fun fact follow up can't take more than 30 seconds because this one has already gotten a little bit too long, Jeremy.
We're in the weeds here.
That's right. So let's remember that the important thing to remember is that in 1999, Kilimanjaro Safari's first attraction to offer the original, the old school, the OG paper fast pass. And you know what? You're sitting there thinking, I already knew that. And that's awesome. You know everything. And you probably know something that we don't know. And if I don't know it, I want to know it. And I want to let everybody else know about it. So let us know. On Twitter, we are at MTM Podcast. On Facebook, we're facebook.com/MTM Podcast. Or you can always check out our website at missingthemouse.com. We'll be back next week with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.